I'm joined in studio now by producer Shane for food history. She's going to be telling me all about the times in history where food has played a role. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Tess.
What have you got for us today?
Right. So today I'm going to talk about the history of one of everyone's favorite foods, instant noodles.
Oh, hell yes. I'm all here for this.
So I want to talk about how instant noodles change the world. Sounds a bit dramatic, but so it all starts with ramen. Now, look, ramen has been around for quite a while, but at some point in the 50s, ramen went from a delicious steaming bowl of noodle soup to a rehydrated packet of dried mushrooms that you heat up at midnight in the uni library. I want to talk about that moment where ramen went from delicious, delicious filling meal to delicious filling junk that you fill yourself up with. And so it all starts with a man, a legend. His name is Momofuku Ando. He invented instant noodles in Japan, and the story goes that while he was walking around the ruins of Osaka after World War II, he saw the long lines of the desperate, hungry people waiting for a bowl of ramen, and he thought, as inventors do, there's got to be an easier way. So he set about for years experimenting, inventing a type of noodle that could be quick, that could be easy, and that could be mass-produced for everyone so everyone could get their fill. And he tried and failed a lot of different ways until finally one day his wife was heating up oil for tempura, which is a lovely word for deep frying food. And he threw the noodles into the fryer and voila, instant noodles were born. Now, it wasn't until 1971 that he added the styrofoam cup that we know and love, and the phenomenon really took off around the world. Now, according to the kind of corporate story of the company that he founded, Nissin Foods, Ando's dream was to use the instant noodles to end world hunger, which is a noble cause.
That's a good dream to have.
It is, yeah. And while it might not have done so too much at the moment, he had a pretty decent shot at it. And currently, instant noodles and his company alone still shift billions of units of the stuff every year.
Well, I mean, I know he's ended my hunger on multiple occasions.
So exactly.
Thank you, Momofuku Ando.
He's kept a generation of youth alive. And what's interesting about this as well is that it's not just uni students that are benefiting from it, but humanitarian relief packages are kind of synonymous with these packets of instant noodles, and you can find them in some of the poorest corners of the world, keeping people sustained, basically. And it's easy to see why people would include them in disaster relief packages. I mean, they're super cheap. They're fried in palm oil, and they're in a soup, so they're pretty filling. And they're really easy to adapt to your taste as well. So they're versatile wherever you go. But it is a double-edged sword, because obviously instant noodles aren't very good for you.
No, and you did mention palm oil there, which is kind of a red flag for environmental issues.
Definitely, definitely. So it's kind of cheap and nasty, as we all know. And I mean, it's got no nutritional value. It's got palm oil. It's high in sodium, high in fat. I mean, those sachets of seasoning are basically just salt, sugar, and MSG.
Oh, really?
All things you want in your system.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But look, it'll keep you alive.
That's what you want.
Yep. Yes. And it made Momofuku Ando not only very rich, but a legend in Japan, a cultural icon. And he was so important in the kind of post-war economic boom in Japan. It was so symbolic of the rise from World War II that he had a funeral, and he passed away in 2007, and his funeral was held in a stadium attended by thousands of people.
Whoa.
Including the premier, and a lot of political figures were there. They had a lot of people come up and talk about how important he was. And they also passed around to everyone at the stadium a book of Momofuku Ando's Pearls of Wisdom, all the quotes gathered from across his lifetime. And I'd like to leave you with one that I think really sums up the role that instant noodles play in our lives. This is Momofuku Ando. Noodle kind is mankind.
Noodle kind is mankind.
It's lovely. It doesn't quite make sense.
I don't think it needs to make sense. That's amazing.
Exactly.
That's the best quote I've heard all day.
Excellent.
Thanks so much, Shane.
No worries.
That was our lovely producer, Shane, with Food History Today, giving us all the rundown on instant noodles, which I will forever be grateful for, Mamafuku Ando, keeping me very much alive over several broke uni nights. But there you go. Rise from World War II and everything. I never thought that far into it.